the Kerrville Tyvee High School ROTC actually said about Larry Garza's mobile DJ service: it's affordable, reliable, customer oriented, and Larry G is who I rely on as my DJ.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And this is our first sponsored episode, guys. This episode, that's right. It's brought to you by Elite Vapory, guys, having their grand opening February 7th here in San Antonio, Texas. And we are happy campers not only to have our first sponsor, but to be talking about what today, Regan?
We got three fun topics. Topic number one is, what is your all-time time-sucking time waster of all time? Topic number two is, who would you like to play your parents in a movie and why? And topic number three, who would you torture your own genitals for just to have sex with for one night?
See, and that question is hard because how can you have sex if your genitals are tortured?
This is a post thing. This is after the course. Yeah.
Poetry and post. And we are pleased as punch to have returning to the Public Access Podcast for the thrice. This is thrice on here, and we're always happy to have him. Comedian extraordinaire, friend of Comedia Go-Go, Chris Mata. How's it going, sir?
It's great, and congratulations on your first sponsor.
Yes. Thanks to Elite Vapory.
Elite Vapory.
Where are they located?
They are located in San Antonio, Texas, more specifically on 15139 Bulverde Road in San Antonio, Texas.
That's Elite Vapory.
And what is vape exactly? Because I don't...
It's, if you don't want to smoke tobacco, Vapory is the alternative to smoking tobacco. So it's water vapor.
If you don't want to smoke tobacco, the tobacco that helped build this country?
Yes. With the Trail
of Tears.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, Trail of Tears. Tobacco that was... So we were just talking before the podcast, because
tobacco is very important with Manifest Destinies.
Yeah, you've been helping your son studies in middle school, right?
Right.
And you're a history buff and algebra.
I was a history major, not genius. A buff, but I know things about history because I went to school for history, and I'm buff.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were just talking, Mata and Regan were like, my health. And so it's very important to them. They're both very healthy men, and I am not. So, history major.
Right.
The Trail of Tears led to the tobacco industry.
No.
Financing the country, which led to the Civil War.
Yes, keep going.
Which is where Aaron Burr shot Andrew Jackson for $20, and that's how he became the first president.
And then the Puppy Society.
Bunny ears. And the bunny ears.
We are much stupider for having heard that.
Way off, huh?
Billy Madison is that.
So how are you doing, dude? What have you
been
up to?
I'm doing great. I'm really proud of you guys. That's what I was getting at with the vape and the sponsor.
Oh, thank you, man.
So you guys come a long way. But I'm great. Yeah, just...
What have you been up to? What's been going on in your career, Mr. Mata?
I released my first comedy CD.
Hell yeah.
And it has 5 stars on iTunes right now, 26 reviews. It's great. I wanted to compare my CD to other comics who have had their CDs.
Yes.
And some have no stars, no comments, and they've been released, and they're well-known comics. And I was like, for mine to have...
Great
reviews already, people posting and writing actual reviews, 26 of them. It's a big deal.
Good.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what's the name of the CD where can people find it?
It's Parental Guidance.
Yeah.
And you can find it on my website, chrismata.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find it on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. It's pretty much everywhere. Spotify. I'm on Spotify.
Now, you chose the name because of Facebook suggestions, right?
Yeah.
I remember you had that.
Here's
it was
what
a
happened.
Long post.
I wanted to see what... And...
You gave him a chance.
I did, and I was like, this is... But it's... Formula 409, it took 409...
It puts grease on the run.
But it took 408 tries, and the 409th time, that's what did it, Formula 409. Yes. So mine was, I don't want to name my CD that. So I had everybody else go through all these bad ideas, and then I was like, I thought... Oh, this is where my act is going, and this is what it's about. So, Parental Guidance.
So, off the top of your head, without naming names, what would you say was the worst
oh, come on.
Suggestion
That's a good question.
For your CD?
I'm that was really borderline tired. Insulting. Oh,
no, no, no. Okay, no, no. Just worst. Right. You're really tired of what?
It wasn't worst. The one that I remember, it's What's a Mata?
That's yeah, the best because title.
What's a Mata you? That was, right. That we talked about that.
But I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying that I hear more than anything. So I'm
really?
Thinking possibly.
Yeah, we didn't start it at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club on our podcast.
Billy Joel. We didn't start it.
We didn't start the Mata.
That has been going since I was in school. That's since middle school. What's a Mata? What's a Mata you? And then some lady when I was in New York, she was like, you should have a show called What's a Mata you? But you're a professor and it's What's a Mata you?
Oh my gosh.
Oh Lord.
It's ridiculous. So I've.
You should have a show on Telemundo that is called Mata Todos. So it's like you kill everybody. Yes. You're like a hitman. But you're a history major.
God damn it.
And you murder people at historic landmarks. That's your.
You have to go back in history to murder people.
Modus operandi.
Wait, isn't that Assassin's Creed?
Is it?
I think that's exactly what Assassin's
Creed. You should do Assassin's Creed. Mata Todos.
Oh, you're right. Let's get this other way around there.
And that stands for killing bulls.
Mata Todos.
Right?
I think that's Toro.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Mata Todos?
Yeah.
Is that what
Mata Toros? Not Mata
Toros.
Mata Todos. Toros.
Kill all the bulls.
Yes.
If there's a lot of toros in the atmosphere, it gets quite cold.
Way to drop it.
Did
your Fitbit tell you that?
Dang.
No, but to this day, it's one of those things where to this day, no one can say, oh, I got chills without me saying they're multiplying.
Right.
Or someone going, oh, it's cold in here. I have to say, oh, there might be some toros in there. I have to say that.
Bring it on.
Just like possibly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris. It takes 30 days to undo a habit, right?
Is that the same, or to develop one?
409
I
think I just made something days.
Up. I was just about to say, the same goes.
408
to
days.
To quote Chris Mata.
Right. Who knows nothing.
408 days, no. 409 days, yes.
Puts Grease on a run.
Formula 409.
Formula 409.
You got married recently,
yes.
Huh?
I did get married. Thank you.
Congratulations.
No!
You have one of the best wedding photos, in my opinion.
Which one
in
is
history?
That?
The butt grab.
Thank you.
Yes. I love that because that's.
Who's grabbing
like,
whose butt? I have not seen this picture.
Okay, so I got married, and this lady's this strange lady, and I grab her butt next to my wife.
Really?
No, that would be ridiculous. What kind of wedding photo is that?
There is a wedding photo I've seen online of the groom grabbing the bridesmaid's ass. Have you seen that?
No, I've seen ones where the groom is looking. There's always a photo like that. But
right.
No, mine is we're looking out to the fountain. We got married in Vegas at the fountains at the Bellagio.
Yeah.
And we're looking at the fountains. And so our backs are to it, but it's a handful of ass.
Nice.
So when I posted that, she didn't want to take the photo. She didn't want me to post it. And I thought, this is the coolest.
Yeah, it is the coolest.
It's so much fun.
As a comedian, as a man,
kind
of like, look, I could do this now. I mean, can you? Yes. It was great.
You're legally binded to be allowed
to do that. Because you know what? It's like, it's one of those things that when you got jealous guys that get pissed off when another guy checks out their woman. But then you got guys like me. If someone's checking out my wife's butt, I kind of make eye contact and then I grab her butt. Kind of like, hey, that's cool.
You know, it's a compliment.
My butt.
It's a compliment that they would look at her.
Yeah.
You should be angry if they're not looking at her.
What's wrong with my wife's ass?
You don't want to grab my wife's butt?
And then, get out of her face.
She was angry. My wife was, I can't say angry, but not happy because she thinks it's too much butt that I'm grabbing. So she's thinking it makes her butt look not big. And I'm like, it's a nice, to be able to see any sort of
figure?
That I'm grabbing at figure.
Yeah.
I was like, it
and
looks even
need to
nicer
understand that,
with
is
my
that,
hand on it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my butt's getting big. It's like, there's no such thing.
Right.
Nah.
She should be insulted if I wasn't grabbing her butt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great. Sounds good.
Yeah.
That's anyway, right. So that's a handful of butt in Vegas.
It's on my Facebook. So if you go to the Facebook, it's in the photo somewhere.
Like it. And don't be a dick.
Anyway,
don't comment.
Yeah. So I got married. We got married in Vegas. And it was
good. That's wonderful.
It was a lot of fun.
That is.
Has anything changed?
Just our marital status.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
good enough.
That's about it.
That's good.
Yeah. We were already living together and getting along and the kids. It was just.
Wait, whoa. You were living together before marriage?
If my mom's listening.
If your mom's listening, make sure you go to Elite Vapory, Mrs. Mata, February 7th. You're going to have their grand opening. They're going to have a smoke competition, ma'am. So please go. And I just want to let you know, no box mods, Mrs. Mata. Please just...
No box mods?
No box mods.
So no box mods.
No box mods, Mrs. Mata.
All right, well, check it out.
Speaking of healthy things...
Chris, yeah.
I vape while I'm working out. I don't know about you.
You can.
I'm on the Stairmaster vaping.
You could.
When I get really tired and winded, because I just start vaping.
You know, the thing about Chris is that he vapes so much, he's like a vapist. Like a serial vapist.
Yeah. I go around taking other people's vapes.
He'll vape on a date. He'll be date vapist.
Date vapist.
Yeah. That's he's date vaped before.
I put vape in people's drinks.
Oh, nice. Nice. I got it. The Cosby. Yeah. That's a flavor.
Yes. The Cosby is the flavor.
That's a flavor.
It's called the
Yeah, it's called the pudding pop. You get chocolate. It's with the.
Can we pudding. Just? Can I eat this candy?
Yes, okay, let's talk about the candy. Important stuff.
Yes.
Look, I got this. We previously I had brought all the candy from overseas.
Yes.
We did not. We ate it all, but cleaning up in my room, I found in my backpack this one small piece of
extra treasure left behind
called Bon Bonetti's Duna Cavixes. I'm hoping they're not. Cough drops, which I accidentally bought from...
Lots of cough drops, actually.
I bought two. It's two cough drops.
I don't know what these are, but they're from Budapest. They're Hungary.
All right.
Oh, wait, they're Hungary? They smell like chocolate.
All right. They look kind of like... I don't know,
They look like candy rocks.
No, they look like...
I think they're chocolate-covered peanuts.
Macrylus small... Oh, okay, right.
They look like Boston baked beans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're peanuts.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, it tastes like cereal.
Candy-coated peanuts.
It's Boston baked beans.
Boston baked beans.
Yeah, it's Boston baked beans.
That's exactly what it is.
They stole them from Hungary, or Hungary stole them from them.
But they're different colored.
And they look weird.
They look like
old popcorn.
No, they
caramel
like
popcorn.
Caramel popcorn, but colored green and red and white. But
so they're good. They're David Duchovny, what are they called?
Duna Cavics.
Okay. Tuna casserole.
Duna casserole. Duna Cavics.
These are good till August of 2015, by the way.
Right. Cavits.
Dick Cavits.
Yeah, guys. So if you're ever in, where are they from? Boston?
Budapest, Hungary.
That's right, guys. If you're ever hungry in Budapest, go pick yourself up
some bonbonnet.
Some Duna Cavics right after you go to Elite Vapory on February 7th.
Oh, they got the English right there, dude. Roasted peanuts.
Chris, we're really excited to do this podcast.
I'm excited. We have the same sensibility, the same sense of humor.
Yeah.
I want to say that yellow one I just ate tasted a little bit different.
No.
No, dude. It's all on your mind, bro.
It's food coloring, man.
The yellow ones
like
are better.
Like the monkeys.
Like M&M's don't taste different. These don't taste different.
Okay.
M&M's don't taste different? Even the ones with S's on them that taste like fruit?
Larry's colorblind.
Oh, I see.
They all look brown. In the end.
Hey, get it? That's a shit joke, right?
Cock a joke! Cock a joke number one, dude!
Oh, man. Elite Vapory.
So, I don't know how that's going to happen, right? They own this cast.
This podcast is brought to you by Elite Vapory.
I love it.
That's right.
That's amazing.
So if you want to sponsor Comedy Gurgles podcast, guys, hit us up on a message. Text us, pin us, poke us. Let us know that your business wants to be associated with the Trail of Tears.
The Jackson Transaction.
And Dick Cavits.
Duna Cavits. Duna Cavits.
Right. So, Chris, this always happens. It's a blast.
Let's do this.
Jess.
Hey.
What do we got going on today?
Hey, everybody. It's time for my segment called I'm going to look into that. A segment where I talk about the latest in movies and games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners will be, I'm going to look into that. So, this week is not a specific thing. It's just kind of my quick little overview of my experience at PAX South, which is the Penny Arcade Expo that was here in San Antonio last week. It was a big deal because this is the first time the Penny Arcade Expo expanded into different places all over the country. Penny Arcade Expo is essentially a video game convention. It's just a gathering of people, you know, doing all the video game oriented stuff, cosplay. They actually bring small developers showing off their new games, lots of indie game developers.
And I know what you're saying, Chris. Was there tabletop games? Oh, there was.
Oh, there was.
There was tons. You know, like the Dungeons and Dragons where you have your little things you paint?
I'm nodding my head yes.
they had all of those. They had like a whole floor dedicated to tabletop games.
But what, that's fascinating. But what are you calling them? Penny what?
Penny Arcade Expo.
Why are they called Penny
Arcade? Well, Penny Arcade's a webcomic that came out years ago, and it got to the point where it was popular enough to have their own convention. Like, they became their own outlet for gaming. Like, they have their own community of, like, dedicated fans that are just, like, hardcore about this comic.
Oh, I see.
But now it's just, like, gamers just, like, it's...
But where did they get the term? Because before, if you wanted to play an arcade game, it was a quarter.
Yeah.
Where do you get the term Penny Arcade?
I actually don't know, but that was the name of their comic.
Okay.
Yeah, the name of their comic was called Penny Arcade.
And Penny, so, which brings me to the, why would they have table games?
Well, there was just, that's the whole thing, is a celebration of gaming convention, see, like, all kinds of gamer culture.
Gaming, you think just video games, but no. This was like a gaming convention, so yeah. you're doing tabletop. That's, I know you love tabletop games.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
absolutely.
It. I can't remember the last time I played one since I was born.
Yeah,
but and they came here
and they chose San Antonio to
3 days.
3 days of just
gaming.
The convention center
at the convention center. Henry B. 40,000 people turn out.
Yeah,
remember Henry B. punched that guy at Earl Abel's?
Yes.
God damn it. Yeah,
called him a communist.
Dude, what's his name? The band Buttercup. There's a local San Antonio band, been around for a while. They have a song that they just wrote called The Ballad of Henry B., and it's freaking metal.
Wait a minute. Oh, it's a metal.
It's actually very, it's, they wrote it as an AC/DC song about Henry B. Gonzalez.
But there was a song about it when it happened.
I think so.
Remember that? Don't call him a commie or you will see. We're not here to cause any trouble. We're just here to do the Henry B. Shuffle or something like that.
I think one of the news stations created that. Like, that was, seriously, yeah, like Ken's or someone made a little joke.
Debonaponia.
Remember that? Do you remember that?
Man.
I don't even know.
Puts grease on the run, man.
See, a lot of people think that the Battle of 1812 was in 1812. It was actually the 1812th battle of all time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's not true. If you guys, Battle of 1812 was the U.S. flexing its muscle against Great Britain, because Great Britain, after the War of Independence, would not leave us alone. They were impressing our sailors because they needed our sailors so they could fight their war over there.
This war, the 1812th
that was war. That was the 1812th time that we had fought.
That's where...
No, just in history. All of history. Yeah.
Even Clash of Tribes. Yeah. All of that.
How much tea was spilled during that battle?
I was just about to ask. That's where Sarah Palin's group went to Boston.
The Tea Party.
And they purchased tea bags.
Tea Partiers have no idea what it is to be a patriot. No idea. The Tea Party was all about...
New England.
It was all about...
Because it's Deflategate.
It was all about...
That's a thing.
But it was anti-government what the Tea Party, Boston Tea Party, was about. So at the time the Tea Party happened, the government was Great Britain.
Yeah.
So it's as if the Tea Partiers are for Great Britain. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
Yeah.
And if you're not following my logic, it's because it doesn't make any sense.
But then soon after, they bought Louisiana.
Yeah, right. They purchased.
I have a question. Was it
the nomenclature of their time?
Was it
nomenclature?
Did
a good
France
comic.
Want to sell the Louisiana area, and Napoleon just sold it to the U.S. And then they were like, "What did you just do, Napoleon?"
Well, he invented dynamite. We all know that,
right? He did.
Yeah.
Those cannons are
called Napoleons.
He could invent that stuff in 5 minutes
because they're small, they're hard, and they're filled with yellow fizz.
Right, hot fizz. Which was a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Not as good as the porn version, Hot Fist.
Right. My favorite part of Napoleon Dynamite is when he says your mom goes to college.
That is a very funny part.
And if your mom goes to college, she's probably going to want to take advantage of Elite Vapory. February 7th.
That's E-L-I-T-E.
Yeah.
Vapory.
That's right.
V-A-P-O-R-Y.
So get your mouth vaped at Elite Vapory.
Why? V-A-P-O-R-Y, because it's legal.
That's right.
Vape Arcade. Penny Arcade Expo.
Vape Ape.
That's right, Penny Arcade.
40,000 people, eager, had a good time. They're coming back for 2 years, so that's good for
2 years. It's going to happen every year?
For 2016,
2017. Wow. Damn, that's awesome.
That's good for the city, because it's good. It's basically just... That's the whole interesting thing, is I went, and I forgot that... Holy shit, a lot of these people are from out of town.
Yeah.
I'm used to going to a function.
I guarantee
in town,
you, Austin was all like, damn.
There. A lot of people were like that. Like, all the towns in Texas, like, well, why is it all the way down there? Blah, 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 blah. It's like too far away.
Right. It's the Toyota factory.
It is a Toyota factory.
That's what brought them here.
Yeah. And Rackspace. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were all the Asian people? Or Katrina?
all the Katrinas?
All the Katrinas.
You mean...
You're a history major. Remember when Katrina fucked up the Louisiana Purchase?
That's right. Yeah. That was her name.
Yeah, because the levees broke, and Led Zeppelin wrote that song.
The Levi Strauss?
And then it caused
Levi Strauss?
Yeah. Yeah, Levi Strauss. Well, no, it was the 501...
the 501 gene, which is the 501st gene that they made.
Right, in 1812.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so then the Carpenter genes came out, then the Carpenters, then John Carpenter made a thing, and then it caused this problem, and then Katrina came and fucked up the Louisiana Purchase.
Where does the walrus fit in this?
So are you saying that The Thing, the movie The Thing,
yeah,
the Louisiana Purchase came after that?
Right, well...
Because The Thing came out in 1981.
Yeah.
One.
Starring, I don't know, check your history on
starring
that.
Starring Benjamin Grimm of the Fantastic A2, I'm Four. Sorry.
You can hear the clock. And
the you can hear the thing. So it's Penny Arcade.
Penny Arcade Expo
brings us to actually the topic, in the sense that video games are, as fun as they may be, are a giant waste of time.
Yes.
And because that's exactly what it was. It was lots of fun, but essentially giant waste of time going by. That is essentially with any hobby, any interest or whatever kind of is. And it did... kind of bring up to mind like hundreds and hundreds and thousands. Like when a new game comes out and everyone plays online, they compile how many hours everybody played, and it's like millions of hours spent on this game. And they kind of talk about that much time spent on this could do, you know, make Louisiana Purchase 2 or something like that.
The Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, Electric Boogaloo. Yeah,
you have to.
And
every two.
And it actually inspires this week's first topic for public access is, what is the all-time time-sucking time waster of all time for you? And this could be a bad or a good thing.
Yeah.
It isn't necessarily negative, because who doesn't like wasting time sometimes? So I'll kick it off, and the obvious time waster for me is gaming. That's like what eats up majority of my free time. I think another thing that kind of also brought this interest is there was an actual like video I think BuzzFeed did, and they kind of had this app that measures how often do you pick up your phone. And it every time you pick up your phone, it kind of
put it on your Fitbit.
It's like a Fitbit before your phone.
Phone bit.
And it actually says, okay, so when you pick up your phone, are you active? Is it idle? How long are you sitting there on it? How long do you like, and actually physically pick it up? Even if you're like, click it up, turn it on, it counts that every single time. And so after the day, it gives you this log. These people were like logging in like, you know, 10 hours. Like they wake up and it's the evening. Yeah, it's like 10 hours purely on their phone. And they're like,
18-hour day.
And that was the experiment. They're like, how much time do you think you are on your phone? They're like, a couple of hours, something like that. And these people are like 10 hours, 8 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. And it's like during a work day for them or whatever.
Yeah, messaging takes up a lot of time.
Yeah. So that also kind of inspired the actual topic too. But for me, totally gaming. Because I think there's on the Wii U, there's a log. It tells you, depressingly, how much time you've spent playing certain games.
What a dick. Yeah.
Well, just the actual log tells you, okay, you played this game for this long. You turned it on. What did you do? You checked your messages. You played this game for this long, this long, this long. There's a game. I've talked about it. It's called Pikmin. Pikmin 3.
How long did you play that?
I have logged in 137 hours.
Are you serious?
It came out. And that's all sacrificing sleep because I play like in bed.
You could have graduated.
I could have, I could have got graduated.
Yeah,
close
to
it, right?
137 hours, 120. Yeah.
There you go. Exactly.
That's one game.
You got a bachelor's degree in that game.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
Because he also has an associate, because that's Pikmin 3.
That's the third
about.
Game.
That's his master's.
That's not considering the time when I was actually playing way more.
You know what? This calls for a congratulations.
Yeah, he's got his associates, bachelor's, and master's in Pikmin.
You know how hard it is to stick to one thing? It's very difficult to stick to one thing. Yeah. Jesse
three
was
of
able
them.
To do it.
Yeah.
Three of them.
And that's just that one game.
And you know what it is?
And, like,
you know,
and to reiterate,
explain to Chris what Pikmin is.
I will, too. But let me reiterate this, is that I play a lot less than I used to when I needed less sleep. Because I would, like, sleep for 2 hours and then go to work two jobs and then play games
more,
over there.
Did you play less or more when you were single?
Like absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wait, you're not, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah. And we have a house and everything.
What? Yeah, I didn't know that.
He's a full on adult.
How long has that been going on for?
Like the actual relationship? 6 years. The house has been 3 years, but we've been living together for like 6 years.
You've kept that from me. I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought everyone, it's like a just general knowledge.
I don't know what's going on in your personal lives. I really don't. I just know that it's comedy, podcasts, that's it.
Yeah.
I really don't look into your lives.
Yeah. Healthy relationship. We have a house and the whole nine. We're practically married.
Like, oh, well, very good.
Yeah.
That's practically so, you hear not that? Married because he's spending 137 hours.
Maybe if he spent that much time.
No, here's the thing.
It's a pussy, right? That's where Chris was getting
this is
at.
Why the relationship works.
No, here's a total compromise. Here's the deal. She wakes up early to bed, early to rise person. 8 o'clock, she wants to be in bed. She's like, come to bed. The Wii U, you can play in bed. You don't need the TV. And it's like a little, it's almost a tablet. So you can play the games on the TV.
It's like a big 3DS.
Down there. Yeah, it's like a big 3DS. And so all she wants is just to snuggle so she can pass out. She likes to snuggle.
But you're like, fuck that.
No, that's fine. Let's snuggle. So she's getting her snuggle on, and I'm getting my fucking Pikmin on. She passes out, and rather than me go away do something
Why
else,
is she
I
passing out?
There.
Are you? What are you doing breathing. To make her pass out?
Yeah, breathing.
You ever see that scene in Jurassic Park where she lays on the Triceratops that's breathing?
That's exact. That is perfect. That is exactly
she,
what it
she
is.
She looks into your poop as well.
I was going right there.
She's cool with that. But she just rests on him.
She's your Fitbit.
Yes, she is my Fitbit.
Goes
to
your feces, making sure you're okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a loving relationship.
It is.
Well, she washes his clothes, so she can. She's
just a lot of his feces.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just to scrub it out.
Well, speaking of that, that comes to my biggest time.
Before we get to that, I wanted to find out what Pikmin was.
Oh, sorry. No,
yeah.
I'll hold on to my thought.
So, Pikmin is this game where you're an astronaut. Going to
you know what? Just go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Reagan.
No, let him go. Because then you'll be like, have you ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
You remember when he's like, oh, you're going to be a great companion. You're very brave. What did you get? And then he shows what he got and he goes, you're an imbecile.
Yeah.
So you're like, wow, 137 hours. Congratulations. Now listen.
Okay. All right. So you're a tiny astronaut. You go to a planet. He lands on the planet. His ship breaks up. Like, I have to go find the pieces of my ship.
It's Major Tom.
Yeah. When you're on the ship, there's little bugs, tiny little bugs called Pikmin. They're different colors.
They look like plants.
They look like plants.
I'm sorry.
You rile them up.
Why did you make them?
And
tell?
This guy, this character, riles up these Pikmin bugs, plant bugs, and then he uses them
they
to
look
find
like
his
turnips,
parts of his ship. Picture like
radishes,
carrot, anamorphic carrots. Doing hard manual labor.
He has to throw over stuff.
So enemy-wise, there's like giant bugs. Like, oh shit, the giant bugs are coming to attack me. I don't have any guns, I don't have any weapons. I'm going to throw these fucking bugs at them. And you're throwing these bugs in their face and their eye. And
bugs
little,
make them sound cool.
Yeah.
They look cute.
They're super cute.
And then when the monster eats them, little ghosts shoot up because they die and they're like, no.
So the goal is to use these plants to find pieces of your ship so you can leave?
Yeah, so you can leave.
And how long does it take you to find all of the pieces?
This is what they look like.
Oh, that's nice.
They're cute.
You know what? I've seen those things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so how long does it take you to find your ship?
In the game, it takes 30 days, but like it's
time. That's them fighting one of the big monsters. That's
time elapsed.
Very pretty.
That's a nice. I could see why you would want to live there.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, cats and Pikmin. So, but what it comes down to is imagine that you really are on this ship and it breaks up and what would you do? And you find these things and then
And they love you.
And you love and them. You don't want them hurt, so you're protecting them. They look to you for protection.
And you plant
and in return
and make more.
And you plant them, they make
That's
more.
That's like an Interstellar.
Oh, is that what happens in Interstellar?
You haven't seen Interstellar yet?
No.
Dude.
Matthew McConaughey's like, I got
man.
I got it. Okay, Interstellar's a great movie. I liked it a lot. The way it explained time, theory of relativity. But there's one scene.
E equals MC Hammer.
And that's how they explain it. It just took me out.
Like, oh,
and then they please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
It's all relative.
But there's a part where they have to go to this planet, and then they find this where they put the astronauts to sleep in the cryo chamber or whatever,
right.
And they open it up to speak to this captain that they sent out into another planet that Matthew McConaughey finds him.
Yeah.
They open it up, and out pops Matt Damon. And that took me out of it. I was like...
No one said he was in the movie for some reason.
Right. If you were... To imagine Matthew McConaughey, you have these stars, Matthew McConaughey and Hathaway, and then, hey, it's
Matt Damon.
It took me out.
Yeah.
They don't find an astronaut. They find Matt Damon.
Oh, wait. Yeah. He's not an astronaut?
No, he's an astronaut, but when the thing opens and you see his face...
He's playing himself?
You think
it's like Bill Murray in Zombieland?
It feels like they found Matt Damon.
It does feel like, thank you. That's a great way to put it.
It just feels like, oh, Matt Damon was out there this whole time.
You have a terrible agent.
And then you have to go, no, they found an asteroid.
Because he comes out and he starts crying and holding on to Matthew McConaughey. He hasn't seen people in years and years. And so he cries and he holds Matthew and they hold each other. So you're like, now Matthew McConaughey is no longer his character. Now it's Matthew McConaughey is holding Matt Damon in acting class.
Yeah. More like cryo sleep.
Yeah.
Because he was crying.
But I guess the name of Interstellar is because there was a star within the movie.
That blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And I
and I would have known that.
That equals MC what he did there?
Yeah.
Duh! Yeah, it's exploding.
I'm going to finish off this cup.
Yeah.
Hickman.
Man.
Hickman made that happen, man.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, because he goes to the moon because he has AIDS. And he can't buy
butt plugs.
Right. In Dallas. He wants a club where he can buy butt plugs in Dallas.
To stop the spread of him getting AIDS.
Of AIDS. And Jared Leto wanted to destroy something beautiful. So him and Tyler Durden fly up to the moon and see Matt Damon, who him and a bunch of other Mexicans are trying to get to the spaceship that Jodie Foster lives in.
Does Jared Leto have his arm that was chopped off? That he lost from the heroin addiction?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And Marlon Wayans is like, you know, what'd you do about my mama?
If you are understanding a word we're saying, congratulations.
I'm pretty impressed with that.
Yeah.
That was a good...
Okay, so as you're saying, speaking of all-time time wasters, is for me, laundry. I hate laundry. I absolutely hate it. It's a waste of time. I don't know how we have come this far.
Is it a waste of time to get clean clothes?
No, I know what you're saying.
But you save money.
It's something that I dread that takes up hours of my time. My time, it sucks up that I could be doing other things. Like, do I like having clean clothes? Yes. Do I like making myself have to make my clothes clean? No.
But it's not like it's a washboard. Dude. It's not like you have to plunge and scrub. You plunge and scrub.
But you plunge and scrub.
If you take it out and it's not clean, you punch again.
Caveat, I do not have a washing machine or dryer here.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah.
Give a fuck.
I see now. Yes. You don't like poor people.
There it is.
You don't like. That's not at all.
He goes to his mom's house.
I used to go to my mom's house.
You don't anymore?
No, dude. Heck no.
Where do you go?
I go to the laundromat right there where there's plenty of poor people. Man. Wow. You've never seen so many scratch-offs be scratched as at a laundromat.
That is a fucking great quote.
That is awesome.
That is.
It's the truth. If you look in a trash can at a laundromat, it is just scratch-offs and then those dryer sheets. That's it. Scratch-offs and dryer sheets.
I couldn't do that because I have OCD of checking.
Lotto tickets?
I found like three in the 100 that I've checked. And the biggest one was $10.
Never look in there.
So to me, it justified it.
I'm telling you, dude. It's laughable. Every time I go there, there's like 30 in like each trash can. I pull up in my car. There's a man just scratching away.
But I know what you're saying.
Clean clothes.
You have to gather up all your dirty clothes. You have to lug them over there. Get quarters. The whole thing. Make sure you have your detergent, your fabric softener, your dryer sheets. You do all that. You have to stay there.
If you leave,
and this happens a lot in LA, if you leave, it's gone.
They're gone.
Clothes are gone.
That's done. And then you put them in the dryer and you have to wait some more.
And then fold them,
and then you bring them back.
Back here, take them out of my bag.
And then refold them.
Yeah, you have to fold them, then pack them like luggage.
Why do you have to fold them over there? Why don't you just fold them at home?
You can do it either way. If it's a nice day, or it depends on how hot it is in here.
I mean, it is easier. They have tables and everything.
Yeah.
It's easier to...
So you can understand, like, it's a process.
I see what you're saying now.
With their panties, dude. I dread,
and I absolutely hate it.
You know how my mind translates that? That translates, like, 2 hours to fucking play Zelda on a DS.
Yes, because you can. Yeah,
because I translate all that time into time I could.
So put it in.
I'm wasting this time. I can take this waste of time into this waste
multitask.
Of time. Yeah.
So I need a DS.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty decent multitasker because I have to be. You know, being a parent, being a comic, being a wife, but still trying to like maintain self entertainment. Right. Like, you know, watching a movie or stuff like that. And that's why I don't game, because I do consider video games a waste of time and not in a negative way, they're just not for me,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a broad answer because I was going to say driving, but to your point, it's like, you know, oh, sorry, it's not a wash tub. It's better because washing clothes in a washing and dry machine is a lot easier. And with driving, it sucks. I hate traffic, but in the grand scheme of things, at least we have a form of transportation that could take us across yeah. town, and there's a fucking radio, and I can, you know, be entertained in my car. So it's not exactly a waste of time. And I look forward to driving long, like for like shows across state, because I'll take a fellow comic or I'll take Regan, and that's where we write. We're yeah. writing in the car, so it's not a waste of time. So it's a broad answer, but I would say the internet. And I'm saying since the inception of it, especially in the early stages, when you're waiting like 5 hours to download a 30-second MPEG of Jenna Jameson, all pixelated and gross, or with Kazza and LimeWire, like we talked about in the last podcast, where you're downloading this clip before YouTube, and so what do you do while you're waiting? You cruise the internet,
watching the progress of the bar.
And then that is literally a waste of time.
Internet paint dry.
But the knowledge you absorb, you get to learn like all the members of Earth, Wind, and Fire, where they came from. And,
Now, man. See, before, I guess the internet helped with my serial killer knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, but then you just take that with a grain of salt because anyone could write a web page. You know, it's not from a reliable source. So then you fast forward to YouTube, and we've all have there's a term for it where you YouTube surf and click on different links, and you're like, I started off looking at the trailer of the new Fantastic Four, and now I'm looking at this. Compilation, those World Star Hip Hop Fight compilation.
I never do that. I never go down that rabbit hole ever.
I watch one video and
that's it. No, I want to see the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. That's all I'm watching.
But then you have the related video of, you know, here, watch Bradley Cooper doing voice acting as Rocket.
I would never watch that.
Interesting. Let me click on it. Oh, that's really cool.
But you learn about filmmaking that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You learn, but it's. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you
and then you're watching pets interrupt yoga.
Yeah, and exactly. And then you learn what a thought is, right? You know what a thot? The hood
is that an owns internet?
Something.
Oh,
about a, like a hood rat, a thought. Then you see how people misspell though, and then you get locked into like comments. Oh my god!
Yeah, they're funny in comments sometimes though.
They're hilarious, and some of them are fucking idiots. And you see the trolls.
Internet.
Yeah, that's
big time waster.
Well, I like to know what I do with my time, so I take personal inventory. But with video games, I use them because I live in LA, and then I have a son who lives here.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, it was, I'm going to get on the internet and play Halo 4 with my son who lives in Texas. So it was a way for us to come together.
That's
awesome.
That's great.
It was
like Skyping, but with Halo.
Right. Exactly. Like instead of let's just looking at each other.
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Yeah.
You can talk to each other and you can.
Yeah. He's on the iPhone and we're looking at each other FaceTime and we're playing and it's amazing with the headphones. And then, for me, I fall into these really, when a bad habit hits me, it's there. So for a while it was, I can't even remember, but the one that I'm doing now is such a complete waste of time. And when I catch myself doing it, I'm like, why am I doing that? It makes no sense to me. In high school, this is the first time I realized this. This girl comes up to me, I forget her name. I think it was Andrea. So she comes up to me in class and she goes, hey, Chris, how you doing? And she used to say, I smell like milk or whatever, which I thought, is that good? And she's like, yeah, it smells like home. Anyway, so she...
Was she Indian? Was she an Indian?
No, she's a white girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Indian people, I've heard, think Americans smell like milk.
Well, maybe she... So,
have you never heard that?
She just comes up to me and she puts her hand on my head. Just wants to touch me, my head. Okay. And she goes, ow! And she pulls her hand away and there's one of my hairs in her hand.
Oh, you have hard hair?
Yeah. So I go, well, that's weird. So I would feel and I would like, oh, that's...
Coarse.
It's very coarse. So... And I just left it at that. And so I started shaving my head as I hated my hair. Just shaving. I used to be bald completely.
Okay.
With a razor.
Yeah.
So cut to years later.
You're a goth kid in high school, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So bald head, like Billy
lipstick
Corgan.
And just, it was like the full on black lipstick. Yeah. I had foundation and everything.
Badass.
So later on, I'm at one of my girlfriend's houses and I feel a really coarse hair and I go, what is going, and I pull it out and I was like, why do I have dick hair on my head? Why is it so thick? It makes no sense. So while when I, especially when I was in college, I would just start feeling, and then I would just, if I would feel one, I would just pull it out. And I would
so read. there's particular harder hairs within your hair.
Yes.
Okay.
So what I do now is, when I'm writing or whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing, yeah. I sit there. And instead of my fingers on the keyboard, I'm feeling my hair and just looking over what I've written. And I find myself just bound to that activity.
Wow.
And I can't get – so I've told my wife, if you see me doing that, just clap your hands or tell me to stop or whatever. Because she comes up. She goes, Chris, you have a bald spot now.
On from the back, all the hairs
from all the hairs I just pull out.
Yeah, that's like
I sit there and
neurosis,
it's just
– right?
It is. Yeah. And I've like – I need – So she bought me what do you call those
conditioner
hats?
like a baseball hat.
I tried that, and I would just take. I'd be like, "Oh, screw this!" And I would just go right to it. So I wear a hairnet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it's because right now it's gotten thin, and I can feel it. And I'm like, oh, I can't. It's not here, and it's you wouldn't notice.
Sure.
But it's noticeable now because I was. So she was like, "Chris, when you I was gonna drive here, I ended up flying." But she's like, "When you're in your car, you got to not do that." You got to just make sure you're not doing that. That to me is the biggest waste of, and I'm totally aware of it.
And it's like negatively affecting you. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's,
that's what
it's
I'm. Yes,
flat out.
What you need to do is you need to do a show in Vegas or wherever with a hypnotist, and then you need to have the hypnotist tell you to not do that anymore. And every time you do it, you cluck like a chicken.
Wait, is that how it works? Is that how, I don't want that.
You do that. You sing Mambo Number 5. So now anytime you pluck a hair out, you're like, little bit of Monica, mama, you know?
But that
helps.
The biggest waste. I find myself, when I'm writing, I just look at the
stop it.
Page.
Get your hand away from there.
It's like Chop just, Top from and it's terrible. Chainsaw 2. No,
I'm actually that with that. I can't let my goatee grow too much. Or it's not so much grow too much, but it can't be unkept because it feels like every – it feels like Velcro.
Yes.
And I get addicted to straightening out every single – and it's this – like I hear it because it's right there in your face and you hear all these little
you
hairs
your
or whatever.
Eyebrow
there.
Hairs,
yeah.
huh?
But I don't
know with
– Oh, I'll just rip them out. But that's just for when I'm – I don't know, random times.
I do that with nose hair.
Like, I'll just rip them out, like, just
Andy
to show.
Hates
you know what? Sometimes it'll itch, and I just pull it, and then it's gone. Huh? Yeah. But this,
not,
the back of my head.
It's not grossest
thing. If I get, like, a wild one, I'll go like, bink!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like,
have you ever, right? Or you have a long, wild eyebrow hair, and
oh,
you're like, how did that get out of control?
Dude, my dad has the best. My dad has, like, ones that go from, like, here to here. And then they'll get, like, brought, like, the entire eyebrow will be, like, one eyebrow hair will go across.
See, Andy's like, I'm not gonna let you be that old man, so she'll tweeze me.
You, like, comb them up. You gotta comb them up and then trim them.
For Christmas, she bought me, like, a nose hair trimmer and all this sort of shit, because she was just sick of me, like,
you
dude,
can't see
you
that.
Boom!
He is wrapping
like a thread, like a
around
thread on
his
sweater.
Rapunzel
with nose hair, people with nose hair.
Boonk!
All right, one.
Yeah, my wife's an esthetician, so she's all about
a
the
what?
Hairs and an esthetician.
What's
beauty,
that?
Beauty skincare.
Oh yeah, she,
yeah. Our last podcast.
So she's just all about making sure I'm well groomed and whatever. And
yeah.
Making sure I look nice. She can understand.
Can
I don't like the coarse hairs.
The coarse hairs. Is there a way to fix that?
She got me this stuff. It's a this product called Wen. It's by Chaz Dean. He's like this. He has his own product, and it's got the Ranker or whatever. And her agent just can get as much as he wants. So he got that for
oh,
me.
Sweet. Is it helping?
Yeah, it helps. I mean,
but it's not going to help him stop.
But when I
that.
Put it in, when I use it, it makes the hair smooth, so I can't grab onto it.
Oh, okay.
So even if you wanted to,
yeah.
Fucking A, man. What are
right.
Facebook
Facebook's answers. Ross Carter said, Clash of Clans. I just want to get my Hog Riders to level 5.
That's a game.
Richard Morgan said, you mean other than Facebook?
Yep.
Brennan Raylar says, video games? Brian Powell says, I'm on it now, reading this crap. So that and also sleep. Love it. Love nothing more than a sleep and dream of being on Facebook. Gabriel Diaz says, jerking it. Hashtag load have mercy.
Yeah.
That was a porno, a Southern Belle porno that we came up with.
That's
load
really
have
funny.
Mercy.
Load have mercy.
That is really funny.
Alice Ansel says comedy. This is a big waste of time.
You know what? For his audiences, too.
Oh! Weekend at Burnage.
Weekend at Burnage. God damn it.
I haven't said that before.
Oh, that's,
I say that all the time in my head.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Do you need to say that with a California accent?
Oh, weekend at Burnage.
Oh, I bet you hear that like really often, like at a Red Bull X Games
thing. Hell yeah.
Fuck, they're not clever like
He's going to hear this and go back to binge drinking and eating.
Delicious.
I bet he would love David Duchovny's. What are those?
Yeah.
Dude
Duchovny's.
Dick Cavett's. Oh, man.
He may even like vaping.
Damn. No, I was going to say. Elite vaporing. I was like, you know what this would go good with? Vaping at Elite Vaporing.
Off of Borvetti in San Antonio, Texas. That's ELITE. VAPORY because it's legal.
That's right.
Jordan Worth Cobb says playing hours upon hours of Tetris and listening to endless podcasts.
Hey,
thank you. Josh Pullen says squeezing vegetables into the produce section. A study shows that the average adult spends about 1/8 of his or her life trying to pick out the right avocado. Man, I'm trying to think when I get vegetables. Heavy, yeah.
How much time you do spend
you
doing it?
Food
I can do it. No, I can do it. I'm a fast picker.
I need hard, small, and dark apples.
Michael Fast Picker?
Yeah, Michael Fast Picker.
Judson Cooper says video games, specifically RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades for all of you who don't know, or games with absolutely no goal or ending. Minecraft certainly comes to mind. Man, I can imagine.
That's a good book.
God damn it. It's not a good book. It's a game.
Minecraft, that's Hitler's book, right?
Stacy Medina says sleep. That's two for sleep. I love it. I could sleep all through the day.
I heard a good motto.
Every time.
Any chance.
I can
any
just chance. See him.
Minecraft.
Writing it.
Yeah.
Little Hitler mustache just writing it.
So funny.
He can make a room out of blocks.
Jared Rogers says, listening to Public Access.
Yeah, it's not a waste
Keep
of time.
Keep it up. You're learning stuff. Travis K says, I've lost hours, whole days, actually just getting trapped in front of the TV. So TV, yeah, no TV. One said TV, man.
Well, it's funny.
It's just Netflix, man.
Netflix makes it go quicker.
Dude, yeah, Netflix. Oh, my God. Talk about first world problems. Like, I was at my parents' house, and they have the Netflix on the DVD player where it streams it, and I'm used to it automatically playing on the iPad, and it stopped after the episode, and I was like, I have to press a button to keep this playing?
But it actually saves time.
That's how horrible it is.
But Netflix, it saves time in the long run. If you're watching episode by episode, you have to wait for the commercials.
It's actually
saving you time.
It's a big waste of time. Yeah, absorbing absolutely. Advertisement. Yeah. Yeah. It's a horrible waste of time. Why don't they just incorporate them in the middle of conversations like at Elite Vaping?
Charles Gomez says Imager.
Imager. Yeah, that's a rabbit hole and a half. Yeah,
yeah that's like just looking at pictures, funny pictures.
Yeah, I was going to put Google Imager.
It's IMGUR. It's just like a website.
It's just full of, it's like meme funny pictures. Yeah, that's
all it
is. Yeah. Samantha Lyons Rick says, those stupid Candy Crush type games. I'm very ashamed of myself and the time that I've wasted on them. Yeah, Candy Crush. It's basically what? Bejeweled, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which saved me one day. I had a sleepover at an airport. I downloaded it and I played it for like 7 hours. And it came in handy. So sometimes they can come in handy. Ryan Timothy Brace.
I come in handies.
Yeah. Ryan Timothy Brace says, television. And Carlos Castro said, I had 100 days of playtime logged into World of Warcraft. Could have lifted more instead. Yeah.
What a fucking
dude. But yeah, World of Warcraft. Talk about like that's got to be.
I had to throw that away. I threw that away.
Were you playing World of Warcraft?
You did?
Yeah.
Really? So it was.
It was.
And it shows you how much time you've logged?
No, that was back when PCs were like a tower.
Oh, okay.
Do you hear about that couple that like malnourished their kid and had him in a cage with old pizzas
so they can play
World of Warcraft?
I don't doubt it, man.
Was that written down in Minecraft?
Probably.
That technique?
Yeah, probably. Perfect store. So, yeah, Jess, Minecraft.
Not Minecraft. There was a bunch of games. Why go through them all? But my enthusiasm for Penny Arcade Expo is thumbs up. So I'm looking forward to next year. If it's in your neck of the woods,
you should look into that.
You should look into
that.
I'm going to look into that. Yeah, rather than go to the details. Well, if I may, because the title was funny, my favorite game that I played was called Enter the Gungeon. And I'm not even going to describe it. I'm just going to say that the title was hilarious. So there's the game to look into. So.
Fucking nerds, dude.
Enter the Gungeon. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
All right. So time for another edition of Dad's Cornered.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch.
That's right, guys. This edition of Dad's Corner, I ask all our guests, Chris, we already established you are a father.
I am the father.
Yes, you are. And we are even Stevens going against these non-breeding bastards, these virgins.
Narrow urethras.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I procreate. You procreate. We have created life. And this edition of Dad's Corner is a little bit more broad and is very internet. Clickbait? It's a clickbait type of question because it. I don't do those quizzes really. Like what, you know, monster are you kind of thing.
I hate those. Yeah.
But one popped up that I thought was really interesting. It was what actor would play your dad? And Regan obviously loves that.
It's a good question.
It's a very teen bop question. But what was interesting about it is my dad was Jack Black when I took it. And I think, if I'm not mistaken,
oh, wait, this is a,
we're the
same
age.
They actually had a quiz that did that.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
It was kind of stupid, but I was like, you know what? Most people fantasize about, you know, having like a biopic made of them or, you know, a book written about them, you know, exposing their life or whatever. And it's really simple, just fun topic. I think it would be interesting to hear your guys' response. But, you know, what actor would you like to play your parents? What was funny, though, is, you know, my dad wasn't around, you know, growing up. And so I had a buddy of mine be like, I wish I could play this game, you know, when it posted to Facebook. And I said, well, for the first 20 years, Drop Dead Fred was really the only answer I could give for my dad because it was an imaginary friend.
So like, you know your dad now?
Yeah. We rekindled things, you know, once, you know, I had kids and, you know, my grandma passed away and I kind of talk about how upset I was because I didn't know my grandparents, like his parents. And so my father-in-law straight up told me, he's like, well, why put your kids through that? You want your kids to be mad at you when your dad dies? And I went, fuck. And like he, it was very profound. And he gave my wife and her sister a relationship with their grandpa, even though he didn't like him. He like cheated on his mom and stuff like that. But he's like, I'm not going to take a grandparent away from my children. I'm not allowing him to take that away from my kids. So I was like, wow. Oh, that was deep to me. So rekindled stuff. And my dad, he's a funny guy. And you start to notice that certain things are
why was he there? What was it? Did he give a reason? Just
yeah,
short
yeah,
story?
He, yeah, he got some other lady pregnant when I was a baby. And I have a brother that's like 6 months younger than me. And so
but he couldn't be around?
Yeah, he's just the long of the short was my family, they're scary people. And I don't mean scary in the sense of like they're bikers and gang members and stuff like that, but they're just very blunt, strong-minded people that will make you feel like an asshole. And so he just and he's a little bit of a weak guy, and I guess just didn't want
to
deal with
it. Right.
Yeah, and so you mix strong people with kind of, and I guess the shame and the guilt of it.
Right.
And he kind of put it in like, well, your grandma's such a great woman, and I didn't want to interfere with that, and you were in a better situation with them. And I was like, yeah, I kind of would have liked
it. It would have been nice, right.
Dad, but whatever.
Low self-esteem, no confidence, sort of.
Exactly. Right. But meeting him, he's a funny guy. He did this ALS bucket challenge, and he's not that kind of, and it was funny. It was stupid Mexican puns like Hans Cholo and, you know, who he was challenging. And I think he might have said Queen Latuya, like just stuff like that, just being silly and lame and, you know, punny. He's a very punny guy. And he tells like, you know, dad jokes. Like, you know, two guys walking down the street, right? Like, he just has them, right? And so you're like, okay, that's where I get that kind of sense of humor from. And so growing up, you're raised with 80s movies. And so to give my quick answer, because I was thinking Cheech Marin. I was, you know, play my dad. And my mom's a white lady. My mom, if you see her green eyes, blonde hair. She was gorgeous, you know, growing up. My dad, when I talked to him, he's like, oh, man, I met this green-eyed white girl that was voluptuous. So he's talking about mom's tits and ass, right? And that spoke Spanish, and I just couldn't get over it and blah, blah, blah. So my mom was a like a bombshell, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Right? And so the movie that – I know. The movie that I related to was Peggy Sue Got Married. Was Peggy Sue Got Married? Ever seen Peggy Sue Got Married?
Yeah, with Kathleen Turner.
With Kathleen Turner and yeah. Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
And the thing of it was Nicolas Cage was this cool dude, this fucking, you know, the guy everyone wanted to be around. And that was my dad when he met my mom. And, you know, he still owns his cars, but he had like Mustangs and Plymouths and like new fucking cool ass cars. And it was really impressive, you know, full head of black hair and just like this charmer. And my mom was this really pretty white girl that lived on the west side of San Antonio, which is a predominantly Mexican side of town. So, you know, quiet, you know, funny. My mom's very, very funny. And so I was going around, and I think it just hits it perfectly that I would have my dad be played by Nick Cage now, right? Because current Nick Cage,
all right,
and Kathleen Turner now.
Interesting.
Because it's, I think Nick Cage can play an older Mexican dude. I mean, I really think he can.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the kind of voice like that way my dad talks, you know, right? And I think Nick Cage could pull that off. And then Kathleen Turner, even currently Serial Mom, those are the two people that I really think would be funny playing my parents. So that's my answer. So,
yeah, very good.
Give it up for you guys, whoever's next.
I had to look up the names real quick. I don't know. My old man, he grew up on the east side. He was the only...
Went to high school with my dad.
Yeah, went to high school with your dad.
Highlands.
On his street.
Weird, huh?
On his street. On the street that he grew up on. He was one of only two non-African-American families that lived on the entire street. My dad grew up around a lot of, you know, around a lot of black people. And it just, he has that sort of, he's the kind of guy who says Jack and like, hey, what's up, Jack? Like, he's just, he kind of talks jivey sort of, he's got a lot of soul to him. Anyway, so immediately when I was thinking of who would play him, I thought of John Witherspoon
from Friday.
Because he's kind of kooky, he's kind of quirky, but you know, in the end, he's got like good life lessons in the end. Like my dad, he is not the most book smart person at all, but he's got really good common sense, and he's funny and quirky and kooky, and that's really who he reminds me of. And so then I was thinking, so John Witherspoon, the dad from Friday, would be my dad. And then my mom, my mom's awesome. She's incredibly loving and sweet, but she's a total polar opposite of my dad. She is very well-spoken, very polite. My dad is not well-spoken at all. He is very rude. He is.
Like, rude, he's awesome.
No, he's not rude, but he's not rude to be mean. He's just, he'll ask inappropriate questions. Like, he just doesn't.
Why'd you do that to your face?
Yeah, like, he'll say stuff like that. Yeah,
like John Witherspoon would.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. So I kept it with the black. I don't know. I love mom. She's so warming and nice and comforting and caring. And I stuck with the black actors. And I chose Teresa Merritt, who was the maid from Billy Madison. So
maybe take my shirt off for you.
Yeah, like my mom's just wonderful and loving and smart.
Two Billy Madison references in this podcast.
That's right.
And so,
but she's more than just a maid from fucking Billy Madison.
I know, but that's the first thing that I popped up to IMDb her and Google.
Oh, there, yeah. There we go.
So yeah, my parents would be black. Right. Which makes sense because people always say that I look like
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, because I'm a dead ringer for Forrest Whitaker. So
come on, yeah. Just went, what?
Yeah. What? Yeah,
I have a friend who says that I look like Forrest Whitaker. Okay. Like truly believes that I look like Forrest Whitaker.
Does that person know what Forrest Whitaker looks like?
Yes, that's what's weird. Anyway, so my parents are both black.
Like it.
Ghost dog. You're ghost.
Yeah,
you're
ghost dog. Yeah. Way the samurai.
Yeah, you're
Idi Amin.
You are Idi Amin.
Yeah.
The football player in Fast Times.
Yes.
From the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. That's what fucking Teresa Merritt was.
Wait, who did the what did the internet, Larry, what did the internet say was going to be your mom? Did it say, or you
no,
were
it was
dads?
Just it was just a dad thing.
Just a dad thing.
Yeah. I was like, I know who your mom's going to be. I was like, fuck you, internet. Your mom.
I envision, like, you know, if it was to kind of go back, because there's pictures like from the 70s.
Okay.
Of my parents. And for whatever reason, the visual for my dad is to go like Emilio Estevez, Outsiders era. If it was
Emilio
Estevez,
all right,
would be the dad. Would be
dad.
Okay. Yeah. Because just like, and I picture Emilio Estevez, Outsiders. Just, and it's a California thing. In that movie, he loved Mickey Mouse. Like, he had Mickey Mouse shirt. It was like this. This duality where he was this greaser thug guy, but he watched cartoons and eat chocolate cake. Like, it's, I think that's what I think of my dad in terms of that having this California kind of roughness to it, but he's just a big goof, you know? And then my mom would be played by, rest in peace, Elizabeth Pena.
Oh, okay.
So then that would be that would be the duo right there.
Bless you.
Because
Emilio Estevez and
Elizabeth Pena,
Rosie. Yeah,
so you have, and Rosie,
you have two Hispanics, Latinos,
exactly,
two black people, white people.
And you have two white people. I have two blacks.
Yeah, I actually went with characteristics and not go against the grain and go, oh yeah, Chow Yun Fat and Michelle. Yeah, those are my parents. Yeah, so like, right, no, exactly. I actually was thinking,
same here. Yeah,
this, and, but I was like, well, what would motivate that? And I'm like, you know what?
The thinking characteristic-wise, no, I guess you think like, hey, what would be the cool would be cool to be my mom and dad.
Oh,
yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
The parents of Modern Family.
All the parents of Modern Family.
Yeah. So yeah, Emilio Estevez and Elizabeth Pena, but she's gone. But still, pull her out of the grave.
Jesus.
Have her a comeback role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not well, Maria Conchita Alonso.
Okay.
It's not the same. Not
Rosie
the same.
Perez.
She's hot. Yeah.
Hot mom. Right. That would
damn,
suck,
dude.
Suck,
yeah.
No, I'm just talking about Rosie Perez.
Gosh.
Yeah. You're into that?
Yeah. Rosie Perez. Yeah. Rosie Perez then and now. I don't
care.
Women
can't jump, dude. Yeah.
The first thought that came to my head was Ray Liotta and Lorraine Bracco in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Ray Liotta was always with other women, cheating and making the wife unhappy, and then Karen, let me in, Karen, and she's always going back.
Gina Rossi's a whore.
Yeah. Just treating her like crap. But the difference between Ray Liotta and my dad in the movie is that when Ray Liotta had kids, he cared about his kids.
Wow.
You know, he didn't care. My dad has a tendency to. Whatever woman he's with, or even when he was with my mom, care about other people's kids more.
Interesting. Yeah.
There are cousins who probably will listen to that. I'm not going to name names, but he always liked more. So whenever I get things from Facebook or right here, I'm like, I don't care. My dad loved you more. I try really hard to be zen and let go and accept. My dad, I mean, to this day, he's remarried and she has children. Every Christmas with her children.
Yeah.
Every single Christmas. And my wife's like, can you just let it go? And I'm like, he will drive 15 hours to go to Colorado to be with them, but he won't come. Ray Liotta would not do that. But what he would do. But what he would do is cheat on his wife. And
Like, you know, but cheat on your wife would be nice to your kids.
But like that movie,
I'm with you, man.
My dad was a tough guy. Like if my dad walked in the room, he's a big man. He can outlift me, outrun me still to this day.
Yeah.
He's a Hulk of a man.
Yeah.
Always cool. Always, his hair is well, he's just a tough guy. We, walking around, he was always in a lot of fights at school. He was Ray Liotta when, remember that guy wouldn't leave Karen alone, goes across the street, pistol whips him or whatever. That was my dad.
I have to admit, it turned me on.
Yeah. And that was exactly it. And so that's who it would be. Ray Liotta and Lorraine Bracco.
My stepdad, this is a weird thing. My stepdad, I always thought he looked like Michael Douglas, like a Mexican Michael Douglas.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, even the way he talked and carried himself reminded me of Michael Douglas. Yeah.
Michael Douglas is badass, though.
I think your stepdad.
Yeah.
Larry's dad worked with my dad.
Yes.
Jess's dad went to high school with my dad.
No, but your dad went to Highlands, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, all three of them went to high school together.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? That weird?
That is. And you guys didn't know each other?
Oh, no. God, no.
Dang.
Isn't that freaking nuts?
And then my dad worked at the post office.
With my dad.
And I knew him as the dude.
Yeah, my dad
and
was.
They would deliver letters to Jesse's.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, right. Probably, yeah.
Exactly. Which ended up, when they would open the packages, Matt Damon. What's in the box? Remember when Brad Pitt was in Interstellar?
Yeah.
And he was like, what's in the box? And it was like, Matt Damon's in the box.
Matt Damon's in the box.
And then Kevin Spacey was like, you know, become Raph. And then they Leonardo was like, Raph!
From K-Pax,
yes.
Kevin Spacey.
Exactly. Because he was
in space
in
already.
In space and, right. You know, yeah, I got it, dude.
Yeah,
and Robert Loggia was like, we gotta
kill these fucking aliens.
Remember that part?
Bring those sons of bitches down.
Yeah.
Let's find Matt Damon.
Facebook's Richard Morgan says Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall because we had that kind of crazy time.
The Shining, straight up The Shining.
He was just running around in a maze. Ross Carter says my dad kind of looks like a fat Goldberg from WCW
or Whoopi.
No, no, no. He said the WCW wrestler. Brian Powell says, that's awesome. I loved Goldberg as a kid. I want my dad to be played by Fat Goldberg, too. My mom can be Sting. They wear about the same amount of makeup from WCW.
Yikes.
Brandon Rayler says, Robert De Niro. I like how he was in Casino because he's just a badass. And Kate Winslet because I always wanted a parent that had a British accent.
All right. See, he went the cool route.
Yeah. He wanted their genetics would make me.
Yeah, no.
Well, nothing. I guess it'd be the same. Yeah.
It's like me saying Brad Pitt and
be my dad.
Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
Ross Carter then goes to say, if our dad is Fat Goldberg and our mom is Sting, then can Brian Powell and I play the Hardy Boys?
Wow.
Brian Powell said, I'd watch that movie. And he also said, and torture my own genitals to it.
Which, yeah.
Comes into play later. Bobby Smith says, great question. I would have the Allstate guy and Felicia Rashad.
Wasn't the Allstate guy in A Dame to Kill For?
The Allstate guy was Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah.
And wasn't he Worf?
No. He's not Worf. No.
Wasn't Worf.
He was just in the new, with that, the Frank Miller graphic novel movie.
The Sin City.
Yeah, no, he is.
Right, well, he was in that, Sin City 2, A Dame to Kill For.
If Bobby Smith called in, what would his answer be, Larry?
Great question. I always like Comedia Go-Go, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. I would have said the Allstate guy and Felicia Rashad. I'm just playing. And Felicia Rashad. Man, I'm playing, y'all. I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Bobby Smith.
It's all good, man.
Josh Pullen.
That was awesome.
It's so good. He does such a good Bobby Smith.
I just sat and watched. That was awesome.
Josh Pullen says, Walter Matthau from The Odd Couple playing both parts. Interesting.
Good answer, Josh.
Yeah. Maggie Castello Ivan says, Pat Morita could play my dad because he was small man in stature. Great dancer, too. Sally Field could play my mom, a cross between Malin in Steel Magnolias and Sybil. Just give them both some Mexican-American heritage and 30 years teaching in Edgewood ISD.
All right.
Judson Cooper says Julianne Moore and Danny DeVito.
Wow. Yeah.
Check it out. It's the most accurate physical description of my parents.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I think both of them would hate to be compared to Moore and DeVito.
Kudos, Mr. Cooper, for landing Julianne Moore and looking like Danny DeVito. Yeah.
Tonight is his night, bro.
God. Travis K says Michael Keaton could be my dad. No, he doesn't look anything like my dad. But his name is Michael. And how effing cool would it be to have Beetlejuice as my dad? So he's going the cool route. My mom could be played by Dustin Hoffman in drag as Tootsie. Absolutely no resemblance to my mom, but I like a twist in my stories.
There you go.
Well done, Travis K. I'd watch that movie. James Wells says Bjork and Bjork.
Wow. That's a really funny
Bjork
answer.
Bjork and Bjork. Stacey Medina says Tina Fey. I didn't know my mom, but I'd like to think she was as cool as Tina Fey is. Wow. And Steve Carell for my dad, just because I like the two of them together in Date Night.
That's Date Night, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah,
Samantha Lyons Rick says Sam Elliott and Jack Black.
Wait, what?
They have to arm wrestle over who gets to play my mom. This is a great answer.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And Carlos Castro says, the most interesting man in the world and Red Sonja. These are great answers.
Not Bridget Nielsen.
Red Sonja. Character, because he reads the comics, I'm sure.
Yes.
Red Sonja. Because, like in real life, I can't live up to the legend of the man, and my mom has more street fights under her belt than I do. Great answers, everybody.
Dang. Way to go, man.
Everybody. Wonderful. And Bobby Smith, thank you.
Oh, man, no problem.
Please. Everybody. Everybody. Gets a like. That is some good stuff.
Who is Bobby Smith? I'm just messing around.
What a great impression, Larry.
Who is it?
Wonderful.
Oh, come on, Chris.
So,
does Bobby Smith vape?
No, I don't think he vape.
Where should he go if he wanted to?
You know, there's a lot of places that he can go. But there's one place that he should go on February 7th. It's the grand opening of Elite Vaporing.
I think I'm going to go, Larry.
Oh, man, you know, I never vape before. I think I'm going to check it out.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, yeah, man, parenting, dude. Fuck it.
That's Elite Vapory. ELITEVAPORRY. Not.
When do they open?
February 7th.
Is there a grand
February
opening?
February 7th.
They're having a smoke contest.
And it's on Bulverde?
Yeah, it's on Bulverde Road. And
in San Antonio, Texas.
No box mods, guys.
No box mods.
No box mods.
Mrs. Mono? No box mods.
Very good.
All right, guys. Well, this edition of Hey, That's Not Funny, where I talk about stuff that's not funny, like science, politics, and whatnot, I'm talking about a study that was done that's found in the January issue of the Behavioral Ecology and Social Biology magazine, where these guys talked about the coin spider. Now, the coin spider, this picture here is a giant coin spider. This is a female. The small spider is the male, as you guys can see. If the male is lucky enough to mate with the giant female coin spider, usually they are eaten a lot of times. The female will eat the male. If they're lucky enough to mate, what they've found is that after mating, these small little tiny male spiders will chew off their own genitals to leave them inside of the female.
Because he doesn't want anyone else fucking her.
Absolutely, exactly. Oh. So that, good job, Larry. So what they found is they took 60 of them, they mated them, they saw what happened, and most of the time, sometimes they'd chew off partial parts of their genitals, other times they would chew off all of their genitals, and what happens is the spiders would still survive without their genitals and would actually stick around and kind of guard the woman to hopefully, you know, make sure one other guys don't come around and that she would for sure have his babies.
Right.
So it's just
He would be alive without his genitals.
Yeah. So it's a one time thing, man. If he got in there as this male spider.
So it's like their stinger.
Exactly. Yeah. But he's literally chewing it off himself. He is chewing off his own genitals. Chewing off.
So it would be the equivalent of losing your virginity.
Yep.
And in never having sex again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what's their life expectancy?
Oh, I have no clue. Probably not too long.
So did you say the female will eat the guy?
Yeah, a lot of the times she's not into it. She'll just eat him.
Right.
She'll just eat
the
male.
While he's making love to her.
No. They won't even get a chance to make love to him. Like, it's just one of those things, almost like a praying mantis, where it's just they eat it. But it's like if you get on her
web.
But
it's after they need to have that nutrients from the head after they have sex, right? The praying mantis. But you're saying that their mating ritual.
Oh, it's not a ritual. It's just.
The spider tries to fuck this other spider. And if the lady's not having it, she'll eat him.
Eat him. Yeah. So if they're lucky enough to even get laid, they chew off their own genitals and leave them inside.
Yeah, they got
to
perform well.
And it's called the what spider?
Coin spider.
Coin spider.
Can we find the coin spider at the penny arcade?
No, this but it's probably a
just look how much
card game based off the
male spider is tiny compared to the giant female
and
coin spider.
That's the same species of that spider. They look completely different.
You know what
that looks
trailer
like? Park.
That looks like Danny DeVito fucking Juliet Moore.
Yeah, it really does.
Where the female is always bigger than the male counterpart.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely tiny male and giant female.
And this is at the KOA campground?
I don't know. This is in Southeast Asia.
Because that's where you're going to find the majority of them.
A lot of giant women with very small men. Scientists call it self-emasculation. And there's actually 2 dozen species of spiders that do this. So it's not just this spider, but they did a lot of research on it. So
fucking pound that note, dude.
Now, I didn't want to ask the question of...
Literally, dick in the puss.
My first question was, who would you... Like you said, Larry, if you're losing your virginity, is who would you cut your own genitals off to have sex with? And I don't know if any of us would have an answer to that question.
But that's the only option.
Exactly.
Because I would want to have sex a lot.
Wait, okay, wait a minute. Is one of the conditions that our dick stays in them?
I was going to ask that.
Well,
and no one else could have sex with them?
That's not the question, but we can ask that. We can pose that question right now. Is yes, it stays in
them. So once we tag this woman... Everybody knows that we fucked them.
And no one else can.
Okay.
But you no longer have genitals.
And I live.
You live.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go.
Can I keep fucking her with my dick that's in her?
Yeah, but you're feeling it off of you.
But no, but like a dildo, you take your dick and you.
Yeah.
Like, next question then.
Phantom fucking.
But does the dick stay intact? Does it deteriorate?
Over time, it'll deteriorate.
But then, and somebody else could fuck her.
Okay.
A man pun.
But, yeah, true, actually.
A man pun. A fucking man pun.
Now that I think about it, I don't know if it's... If later on other spiders can have sex with her. So I don't know how we're going to pose that. That's why I didn't want to pose that question. It's a kind of difficult question.
Okay. But I need to know what's going to happen with my
dick.
With
your penis.
Well, how about this? Your dick, you fuck your dick up. Like you chew it off and it doesn't exist anymore. And it's not in the chick anymore. But who would you be willing to fuck and then lose your genitals?
Yeah, that's the original question. But that's not the question that I posted. So
Chris is really liking the
candies.
The Milk Mouse?
The Milk Mouse.
Reagan, yeah, you have all these candies from all over the world.
Yeah.
And so I got to try them, you know?
Did you try the Napoleon yet?
No, the one that fizzes?
Yeah.
I'm going to try that one.
Yeah.
That's like hard candy. I can't wait to take it. Okay, this is perfect.
Yeah.
To take it to my kids.
Yeah, they'll really like it. So
does
cola.
I don't have an answer. I wouldn't do it. I don't care. I don't want to cut my genitals off for anybody.
No, that doesn't count.
You have to pick somebody. You posed a question.
That's why I didn't want to pose a question, because my answer would be no, nobody. I don't want to cut my penis off for anybody.
Me either. I would rather jack off the rest of my life than fuck someone once.
Yeah. But you can't, because you just fucked yourself. So now you have to cut your dick off for yourself.
There's my answer.
All right. So that's why I posed the question, who would you torture your own genitals for just to have sex with once? Now, this is you have sex with once, and then afterwards, you get your genitals tortured for like 24 hours of brutal, horrible. You feel it for like a year in your genitals. You can't have sex with a year because your junk is all
jacked
up.
Any
woman in the world. You can have sex with once. Once. Right. You get one night, one day with her. After you're done having sex with her, some dude comes in and stomps your junk to the point where you can't use it for a year. Who?
For a year.
You can't use it for a year.
So we could fuck after a year.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to make it to where you never lose your genitals. Yeah, because that's
okay. Well, then how about that? For yourself, you motherfucker.
No, that's the question that I posted.
Okay, all right.
Is who would you torture your own genitals for just to have sex with for one night? So I did a little research, and I came up with this lovely lady who's called Perenna K. Now, Perenna K is this 24-year-old.
Did you go on fucking
Facebook?
No.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Did you get that from fucking LinkedIn?
What I did was I typed in, who is the youngest female billionaire in the entire world? That just so happens to be a very attractive Asian girl named Perenna K, who's worth $1.3 billion. She's from China. Her dad owns some giant Chinese company.
Oh, so she's born into
money.
And
she has $1.3 billion.
So
she's also hot.
Have a child with her.
Hopefully. That's the whole thing, is that I'm hoping to, for some way or another, hook myself into this hot Asian billionaire's life for the rest of her life. She's 24. She's attractive. She's worth $1.3 billion. And maybe, just maybe, because of that one night, she might want to like hang out with me for a while and give me $1 million.
You have like the smarter, more well thought out version of like my answer with the same motivation.
What's your answer?
It's porn star Daphne Rosen, right? She's cartoonishly bubblicious, right? She's got this giant, ass and these giant ass titties, right? Now, my motivation is this. It's the same thing. Money. And the idea would be
her face is fucked up.
The idea would be is that if I'm going to get my like dick stomped on or mutilated or
this
whatever,
this looks like some chick.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you ever found someone's phone and go, let me go through the pictures, and you're like, oh, this is a fucking chick naked. That's what shit looks like.
So anyways, same idea. It was the dumber version of why, in the sense that if my dick is like mutilated or stomped on or whatever, why not profit on that by having a traveling web freak show where porn star Daphne Rosen steps on my dick like in floorboards, right?
Goodness
but
gracious.
I don't feel it because my dick's out of commission. All right. It's gone, right? The membership would be like in the hundreds, but it's like $10 a month, so we can make a few thousand dollars. But this is only purely because
Chris is intently listening.
This is only because I'm thinking bullet in the head. Like, you got to do it. You have to, like, with that mentality, because my answer would be no, I don't want
to
mutilate my dick.
You have to do it.
But if I had to do it, I was thinking financial gain, but I thought.
Good God, you went with that?
But I went the dumb route of that. So that's what I went for.
If he can. Did you get the fizz?
Or did you suck the fizz out already?
I think I sucked the fizz out.
Damn it. All right.
Because I felt it earlier.
Okay.
I think the fizz also, it has a expiration date.
It loses its fizz. It is a great candy.
It is, yes, right? It
absolutely
really is good.
I'm very happy with that.
Oh, yes, sweet.
Absolutely.
Good. Daphne Rosen.
Daphne Rosen.
I had a dog named Daphne.
Yeah.
I'm still with Perenna K.
See, I just had the dumber. I was money. It was money. It's like,
but
if
it doesn't
I can't,
make
if
any
I can't
sense.
Use my dick
exactly.
anymore.
Makes no, either, neither of both of you guys makes no because she has so much money. You're gone. They never need you again.
Oh,
it's not
so
like it's not like you're gonna have some strange relationship with her. She's not gonna want anything to do with you.
I'm okay with that too. I'm totally okay with that. I'm just hoping that given her weird Chinese background, she's going to have a boy, right? And she's going to have to keep that boy, right? She can't have abortions. She can't get rid of it. So legally,
what the fuck?
I am bound to her and I have to get money from
your
her.
Child is at some point going to want to find his father.
And that child's going to
be
worth
a billionaire.
Billions.
Oh, then, yes.
Exactly. I picked a not famous, not outrageously awesome porn star.
I see where you were going.
Scuzz Bucket, regular run of the mill. That
never going to know who the father is anyway.
But here's the thing. Exactly. But I can make it like she's, I'll make some few thousand dollars by stepping on this guy's dick on the wood floor. You can't feel it. It's just extra scratch to her.
But
that was my cash grabbing mentality. But Regan's idea is infinitely
better. It's well thought out.
Regan's son is going to be a billionaire, right? And then Regan is probably going to end up not marrying this billionaire. He's probably going to marry some chick with kids. And so the son of Regan and the billionaire is going to be a billionaire, and he's going to invite him out to places. But Regan would rather go to this other chick.
Man, so mean,
right? And then he's like, "I'm a fucking billionaire. I live in Beverly Hills."
Yeah,
you know. And then
like,
you know,
yeah, but your mom. I don't like your mom.
And you know, here's the other thing too. Maybe you thought of this too because you're going to be making all that money that you can buy a new dick, and that's what I was thinking. But you're going to be able to buy a way better dick than I can because I'm going to be making thousands. You're going to be making millions. So I'm going to get like grade B dick, and you're going to get like James Bond dick.
It made me change my answer.
What was your original one?
Well, I wanted to get Andy pissed off, and I was going to go, well, there's this chick at my work.
Yeah!
But, just to piss my wife off. But I guess not my wife, right? Because that's not fun.
No, you can't choose your wife.
Okay.
You can't choose your wife. No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh.
Because I was like,
fantasy world.
Fantasy
she
world.
She is my fantasy.
Because I was going to say, you know, Andy, right? Just because it's the only woman that I would, like, she would take care of my mutilated pelvis. Mm-hmm. She would care. Because if I ended up fucking some other chick and then coming home with, like, well, I can't fuck you anymore. And I have this mutilated pelvis. She'd be so upset, right?
Okay.
But let's go fantasy world. Let's go investment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Might as well.
That's what I'm saying.
For investment purposes, I would say Frances Bean Cobain.
32.
She's 22 years old.
Who?
Frances Bean Cobain.
Okay.
She's 22 years old. She's Kurt Cobain's daughter. And it would be so I would give birth to Kurt Cobain's grandson. And I think that'd
wicked
awesome. Yeah. Just the lineage.
But
my lineage has to go, though.
Huh? What does she look like? Do you have a photo?
She's pretty.
Oh, dang. She's hot.
Kurt Cobain's
daughter's hot.
Yeah. Let me see.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
So
come on,
Courtney
Jesse.
Love and Kurt Cobain's daughter. And though there's a part of me that's a tad creeped out by my own answer, but to your point, the investment, the crossing my lineage would cross with one of my fucking idols' lineage, I think that would be sweet.
And she's hot.
And
she's really hot.
That does help.
Really
that came into with Parina K as well. I found her attractive.
It's kind of a half answer because I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of weird because how young she is. But
how old is she?
22. I relate peer wise with Kurt Cobain. It's kind of like I'm, you know, that's the weird part of it. But again, the investment.
Right.
Yeah, I got
you. Is what it is. But still, I kind of feel icky even giving that answer.
You just said icky.
Icky thump. What about Facebooks?
Chris.
I'm sorry. Chris.
Oh, I was trying to avoid the question.
No. You got to answer, my friend.
All right, because my wife listens to this, so I'm just going to have to say.
Thank you for listening. Seriously.
I'm
not even kidding. If you're listening to this. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Nerida.
Nerida?
Nerida, it's a financial decision. It's a freak show type of combination.
Look, let me
money. It's I'm trying
to because Nerida, this is what happens. It's like I say something and in her head it's going to start brewing because no matter what I say I'm not going to mean it. I'm just
for
humor purposes
Nerida,
only. But she's going to think because in the world where we live maybe like if I just said
a slight possibility
that I meet them at a party.
Yeah, no, I got it. Okay,
so if I said Jennifer Love Hewitt, then she'd be like, "Why would you want to? She sleeps with them, whatever." Yeah, not great. That she would. She loves everybody. I'm just
like, Xana, if you're ever in San Antonio, I would love to meet you at Elite Vape on February 7th.
Betty Page.
Good answer.
That is since I was a teenager. Okay. Just boom. That was it. I remember Thoroko Cult, Sexplosion. She was on the cover. Yeah. That's when I was first introduced to Betty Page. And I was like, who is this? So I just started getting all these posters and I was like, Betty Page. Anybody, if you had bangs, it was all about Betty Page. So my wife, Nerida, has bangs. It was like, oh, that's my Betty Page. That is, I'm going to put my dick in her and cut it off.
Yeah, that's love right
there,
man.
That's marriage.
Yeah.
That's that is marriage.
Look, you just fucking sank.
That's marriage. You fuck someone once and you cut your dick off.
Where Liz Taylor was hot in her day.
Yeah.
Ava Gardner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, White Diamonds.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Michael Jackson's mother?
Wait, what?
What's her name? Liv Tyler.
Oh.
Liv Tyler?
Yeah, Aerosmith's daughter. Remember she was Batgirl?
Who played our...
Batgirl, goddammit!
In The Hobbit, that elf girl?
Yeah, she was in Lord of the Rings. Yeah, what was she?
She got that wonky eye.
Basket case?
So she got wonky eye.
She does.
We had a
debate. Like, you said she had lazy eyes. Like, no, she doesn't.
She does. She has a wonky eye. Might not be lazy, but it's wonky. Brandon Raylar, Facebooks. Brandon says, Olivia Munn. Damn you, Aaron Rodgers.
Olivia Munn's fucking hot.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is hot.
Perenna K is pretty attractive.
See, because my hot thing would have been Katy Perry.
Exactly. I wanted.
But then, like, if she, you know, she's going to fade out, you know, and she's not going to be rich anymore. Yeah.
$1.3 billion is going to stick around.
See, and anyway,
Brian Powell says, can I torture them after the sex? Yeah, I guess the question's a little. Otherwise, wouldn't this defeat the purpose? Is it a trick question? I torture my own genitals every night while having sex with myself? Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
He's a white guy, so he's into that stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Olympics.
Yeah. Crystal Lara says, instead of torturing my own hoo-ha, if I could bang Pitbull, then I would give up sex for probably 10 years. Okay, wait, 5.
You would probably have to, because that would mutilate your genitals from the STD Pitbulls probably have.
Yeah, that
Pitbull, when he says Mr. 305, he has 305 venereal diseases.
He's really
Formula 305.
He's really good at saying
cities. Puts grease
in
the run.
He's so good at saying cities. Yeah. That's like his thing.
Is he a singer? I know that sounds like dumb and out of touch.
He's a rapper.
But is that what it... Yeah, that's a great question, because does he produce the songs that he's on, or he just raps on them?
He just says city names.
He looks like Dr. Evil.
Tyler Lutz says Chrissy Baker.
Aww. Ain't that the...
That's his lady. That's his old lady.
Yeah.
Stacy Medina says, Robert Downey Jr. Just thinking about him makes me... Damn it. Excuse me. I need to go change into a fresh pair of panties. Damn.
Oh, she just shit herself.
Jared Rogers says, Ellen Page.
Okay.
Oh, well, Chrissy Baker says, Tyler Lutz.
Wait, you didn't even explanation? That's pretty funny.
No, he just said Ellen Page. Chrissy Baker says, Tyler Lutz, prove it.
Oh, she wants him to fuck his cock up.
Mutilate his genitals. James Wells says, Tyler Lutz, you won't do it. Then he says, James also says, Jennifer Lawrence, 10 out of 10 would hit, would not quit, would compete in Hunger Games to stop genital mutilation for future Lawrence Lovin.
All right. He was probably really happy during the fappening.
Judson Cooper says, I don't think anyone is worth that much.
Yeah.
And then he says, Mila Kunis. The answer is Mila Kunis.
Jupiter Ascending?
Yeah.
Wow. Those golden eyebrows.
Ross Carter says, holy crap, no one.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, Ross, I hope you listen to this and realize that you should have an answer. Parenta K. Travis K says,
go for it, man. I bet you'd have a chance.
She's actually literally untouchable. Like, they don't know much about her. That's what's crazy about it, is you also...
She visits hostels. You know it. You know she does.
Yeah. Like, no one knows much about her. They say sources say she graduated from the University of London. Like, they don't even know. Like, she's so well kept.
I bet you anything, dude. Tinder, same pic. You'll find it.
LinkedIn.
Swipe right.
Travis K says,
Vine After Dark.
There be no one. Travis K says, there be no one for whom my junk be tortured. I have my beautiful wife.
Oh.
I'm not just saying that now because she's right next to me, but because there really isn't anyone else. Travis K, lame answer.
I fucked my genitals up for Andy because she got me fat. And then it created the fupa.
She got
you actually did fuck your shit up.
Yeah, I did. I had sex with her and I went, you know what? Never again.
I'm good.
Let me fuck up my genitals with a fupa.
Ryan Timothy Brace says, there's this one gal friend I have who I'd totally take a kick in the nads for if it meant getting a chance to hook up with her. Hell, I'd take two kicks with steel-toed boots, not immediately before the hooking up, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
And Josh Pullen says, my two-year-old niece loves your podcast.
Very
That's creepy.
Good. That is. Wow.
Wow, Josh.
So.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. The initial reaction to reading his comment was my two-year-old niece.
Exactly.
Yeah, everything else after that kind of didn't exist.
I think that's I'm pretty sure that's what he was going for.
Josh,
thanks,
man.
A lot, Josh Pullen.
Let it go, man. But you know what? If that ends up happening, Chris, she needs to
wait. No!
Wait, not tobacco. No! It's not tobacco.
I think I'm dyslexic because I was going to say L-vape.
L-vape.
I thought it in my head.
Elite vapor.
The vape.
Elite vapor.
So, in conclusion, spiders chewing off their own genitals.
That's an icky question.
That's not very funny.
No,
it's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
But I'm glad we got through it.
Yeah.
Spider cock.
You know what? My wife won't think it's funny at all.
Yeah.
She'll be like, "Why did you eat Betty Page?" And then she'll
There's impersonators all over Los Angeles.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Ooh, good. Yeah.
There is no.
But there is no escape.
And thank you for listening.
Or the actress that played Betty Page in a Betty Page biopic.
Wait, there was? I haven't seen it.
Oh, a little too much excitement in that. Sure. There was? I haven't seen it.
It's called Turn to Page.
Right.
It's not funny.
I did watch it, and I was there.
All right, Chris, you've been on this podcast enough to know that Comedy Go-Go's podcast, Public Access, is an educational program, especially when it's brought to you by Elite Vaping.
Yes.
So we ask ourselves and our guest, what did we come to know? What made us come to know something new about ourselves, something new about life? Jess, what did you come to know?
Well, aside from knowing that Elite Vapery is opening up on February 7th, and that is the place to go for your vaping needs. I did learn that today. That is something I learned. But I think I need to reevaluate my methods of quick cash grabs.
There goes my... That's what I was going to... Oh, okay, go ahead.
Because...
That's my answer.
Because this is, again, this is for, like, at gunpoint. You gotta, like, your dick's gonna get smashed, but this is gonna happen.
Take a second to Google.
I need some research. I'm like, maybe think of other ways that can get me more money and be maybe less shameful. Maybe, like, shame isn't, like, really a thing that, you know, like, shameless a little bit, maybe only a little. I don't know. And the fact that Lisa's, like, down for... Like, if it's extra money, she'd be like, all right, cool, you know?
Yeah,
you're the only one of us that thought to make money off the torture of it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's true. I was trying to implement the torture into the thing, but still trying to, like...
But, so, if we combined yours and Reagan's idea, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, okay, I see
what you're saying. Yeah. The year of torture also makes money.
Right.
Yeah.
But I should have thought about it more.
Yeah.
So I can have like a better answer.
She's just not that good looking.
It's not about good looking, but it's just like it's.
You could have picked any other porn star.
Exactly. Or any other person.
The Blink 182 cover girl. Remember that?
Yeah, that chick.
Yeah. No, but it was the curve. The curves.
You're into the curves.
I'm into the curves.
All not right. a face guy, obviously.
And, you know.
Yeah.
You're not hurting my feelings. I'm not the one with giant titties and an ugly face, so I'm not the villains, right? But still, maybe I could have thought, maybe did my research, maybe find somebody with the same body but with a better face.
Have your ugly porn star, Jess.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? I could kind of see getting...
But I see...
You don't feel bad fucking up an ugly porn star. She looks like she could take a punch.
That's my thought.
She looks like she has.
She'd be into it. She'd be into the business proposition in the first place. That was my mind.
I need to make
going.
Money any way I can, man.
Exactly.
Robert Loggia?
No, this is me, Stacy Loggia. That's just my stage name.
But nonetheless,
I got my dad's looks.
When it comes to life or death situations and making cash, making fast cash, I still need to take a step back and reevaluate my options.
Very good. I agree.
Yeah.
What I learned today is that a guy that looks like Danny DeVito can land a hot woman like Julianne Moore. And kudos to that. And I also learned that Billy, what's her name?
Perenna K.
Perenna K. Is the fucking hottest rich chick I've ever seen.
Yeah, right.
And her profile pic looks like she it was from LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Yeah.
So yeah, man, me Reiki.
Thanks. I Reiki that you Reiki.
She yeah. No, her
and LinkedIn. I'm sorry.
Her picture just likes like if you type in like businesswoman like image search like in Shutterstock her image search is gonna kick out like she looks like generic like I don't think that's a real I don't think that's really her.
Hey, you know who I bet you she is?
Tub girl.
Oh fuck.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
What about you, Reagan?
I just came to know that when asking people who to choose their parents, it's just you get fascinating answers. I think that those were some of the most interesting answers for interesting reasons. Everyone had their own different reason on why they'd choose their parent. And I think that was some of my favorite answers that we've ever had on this podcast.
You're welcome, man.
Oh, yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Some people a special thank you to Bobby Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Bobby, yeah. Why don't you come? What did you come to know?
Oh, man, I didn't come to know anything, man.
Hey, can I get one of those Dunkin' Cavics, please? Sure, Bobby. Hell yeah, he's good as hell, man.
Is that Perenna K?
Yeah.
Is that Perenna K?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm in love.
She's, like, very attractive.
Oh, my goodness.
That picture did not do it justice.
Yeah, that was her business profile picture.
That's just regular, I would, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, that would be an answer even if she was broke.
Yeah, no, that's...
Dang, she's beautiful.
I think this is a regular Asian model, and then they photoshopped fur on her.
From the guy who picked the fucking ugliest porn star.
The Craigslist porn star.
But you know what? Eye of the beholder. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, eye of the beholder. Yeah. No, she's very beautiful.
Yeah, she's a good heart.
Wait, you're talking about Prenicate?
I was talking about Prenicate. Yeah.
Our fucking hatchet face.
Just throwing out general.
He's a nice guy.
Or fucking Boney Liston.
Chris.
Boney Liston?
Sonny Liston, she gets boned.
Yeah.
She gets punched in the face.
Exactly, yeah.
Boney I get it very much.
Yeah, I get it right off the bat. Boney Liston.
Blow Frazier, is that better? Okay,
I'll go with that. Muhammad Ali?
Okay.
I'll take it.
Because of fucking Dyke Tyson over here.
I learned. Well, a couple of things that Jesse has a relationship. I didn't know that.
Honest,
very happy
knowledge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But mostly,
she'll step on my dick. It's
yeah.
All good.
Oh, she will.
What?
Yeah.
Without a mask.
I've kind of sat here thinking about it since that was brought up about the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I have been on this journey for years. About taking personal inventory and trying to expel any sort of negativity that I have inside and to realize that I have this resentment sort of that came out that I still need to take a really good hard look inside as to how I can accept this so that I can move on.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. This has been a profound podcast
that's
for
real,
me.
Yeah, some real learning.
No, it's real learning, man, and I would suggest not letting it go. Really, because it fuels you. It fuels you and it.
I mean, you could take that and fuel it to like my success, for example. Mm-hmm. I keep going because I'm thinking about it. Is that what else can I do to make it?
Did he help you at all with any of your success?
No.
So fuck.
But what I'm saying is, everybody has their own father mother issues.
Yeah.
And I think my dad's a really cool guy.
Right.
And I've seen him. He's taught me a lot, I should say.
Yeah.
He has taught. I shouldn't say he started me on the working out, eating right, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. He's a good role model for some things.
Yeah.
But I just, what do I have to do to get that attention from him?
Right.
But I didn't know I still had that. So I'm sort of disappointed that I had that.
Sure.
But all of the things, if for anybody who feels like, I want to do this for my parents, or even if you have the thought of, fuck my parents. That's actual hate. That's anger that you carry around. And do you want your success to be based on hate or things that actually make you happy? And if I can just let that go, I can be happy without all that resentment and still
because
have it in me to
you're
be successful.
You're going to chase a rabbit that you're never going to catch.
Exactly. And in that instance, I'm never going to be happy if I make
whatever become the success that I'm trying to achieve, right. that I'm going to.
Right.
And then to still have that with me, I want to let go of that baggage, because when you move from one house to another, you don't hold on to the old shit. You want to move on to this new house and leave all that other shit behind.
Right.
And that's what I want to do. I don't want to have any more of that. And so that's what I've been thinking. Nice. I had to look inside, you guys.
Damn.
Yeah. Dude. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck.
Hey, that's man. Something to come to know.
You hear that, guys? So, you know, famous people that feel that they have some baggage inside, come on over, have a Duna Kavix with us. And,
have a David Duchovny with us.
Yeah, and you know, let go, man.
Yeah.
Don't bring an Ender shirt.
I'm in good shape, by the way.
Great shape. So, Chris, thank you so much for coming back. You're always welcome anytime you're in town, or even when you're not. Fucking fly in here and do the podcast.
You know what? No, thank you guys, and congratulations on your first sponsored podcast by Elite Vaporing.
That's right, guys. February 7th grand opening off Bulverde Road. You know, and if you are a vapist and you want to partake in the smoke contest, you know, please do no box mods. And
February 7th,
guys. You know, maybe one of us will be there.
That's ELITEVAPORY vape anywhere else.
Do they have a website?
No.
Oh, you say they have a website.
Do you have a website?
ChrisMata.com. ChrisMata.com. Twitter is ChrisMata Show, like the ChrisMata Show, but it's just ChrisMata Show. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Instagram. Same LinkedIn? Thing, ChrisMata Show. I am on LinkedIn, but I don't ever go to it. So if you're trying to reach me, my email is chris@chrismata.com. I try to put Chris Mata in everything.
Simple. His hoodie has the word Mata in it.
Yeah, I love my hoodie. You know who made him? Mario DiGiorgio from Austin.
Really?
This is the coolest. He does the best merchandise shirts. Feel the texture of that.
And it's like a heather gray.
Yeah.
I like it. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And guys, you know, I don't think Elite Vapory has a website yet, but please contact our buddy, Odie Grivada, member of the Alamo Beard Club, if you have any questions about Elite Vapory. We appreciate you guys as our first sponsor. We marketed the shit out of your name throughout our podcast, and thanks for being good sports. And honestly, guys, if you need an alternative to smoking, definitely check out Elite Vapory for all your vaping needs. Jess?
Yeah, as usual, thanks for listening to us on oneofus.net. We highly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. If you are a first-timer or you're just listening to us for the first few times and like, oh, that's a swell show, I wish they had more, we do have more. It's at comediaagogo.com. It's where our older adventures are at. You can also get all kinds of delicious goodies like our movie Blood Cousins and Larry and Regan's Big Red and Barbacoa. It's an hour-long comedy show. It's really cool stuff for you to get at comediaagogo.com. We also have a Twitter at comediaagogo, hashtag public access. You can answer the questions you heard and topics at our Happy Campers Facebook group. It's a lot of fun. We love hearing your answers. And as you may or may have not noticed, Throwback Thursdays, you'll be seeing lots of old school clips. Just totally out of context stuff that we've done over the years. Just lots of little fun nuggets. If you're like an old school Comedia Go-Go fan, and there's like something really old, like, oh, I remember they did this, let me know what you like, and who knows, maybe it might pop up from our archives as a little nugget of love. They're also on our new Vine, which has those little bits and pieces on there too.
Funsies,
yeah, so lots of fun.
And also, guys, brand new, just established, and thanks to comedian friend and future public access guest Braylon Bell for helping me design LarryGarzaComedy.com. That's right, guys. LarryGarzaComedy.com is official. Any upcoming dates and stuff from me.
Was Larry Garza taken already?
Yes,
Larry
Garza. It's a realtor.
Wow.
The guy's a realtor. It's also a DJ, Larry Garza, mm-hmm. which is also from San Antonio, and he's poor as fuck. And it's really funny.
Why is he poor?
Just Google it. And guys, if you are in the Paris, Texas area, February 27th, I will be headlining the LMAO Comedy Club there. That's Friday, February 27th. In addition to that, we are going to have our Fiesta show. Comedia Go-Go will have their Fiesta show the week of Fiesta, mid-April, at the River Center Comedy Club, guys, so be sure to go to that. February 20th, also come to the Blind Tiger for the taping of Jay White Cotton's CD. Guys, there's going to be shows at 8, 10, and midnight. So
proud of that guy. I like that guy. Yeah, so funny.
He's fucking hilarious. So come be a part of the CD recording, myself and
past podcast guest Brian Powell will be performing with him at the 10 p.m. show. Another great Blind Tiger comedians will be there on February 20th. Also, the Blind Tiger has started an invitational open mic on Wednesday night, so we're branching out more than just the Friday midnight shows. So, guys, go to Blind Tiger Comedy on Twitter and like the Facebook page and all that good stuff. So, Chris, thank you so much for being a guest. Jess, Regan, it's been a blast. I'm going to go dive into some Dunkacavits and vape before I get home. So, once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll vape you later.